late now. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, and welcome to our world today. Welcome to Tenement Pearls. I'm Brian Swanson.
I'm Michelle Ross, and we are having a silly day today because...
You forgot the first part.
Oh, my name is Michelle Ross. Welcome to Denim and Pearls. We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the record room.
The porch. Whatever we are today. For some reason, we got things going on just crazy as can be.
So, it's a small world after all.
That is our topic today. I hate that song.
Hey, but it is a small world, isn't it?
The only reason why I don't like it is, and I think everybody's this way, if you've ever been to Disneyland, Disney World, any of those things, is the repetitiveness. It's like any song that you hear.
That's what all the little toys do.
The song that never ends.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a small world. What brought that on is, you know, I've been building this whole speaker boot camp, and poor Brian's been helping me with this, and it's been this whole week, and well, it's been months, but
either way.
And what we found is, as people are coming in and people are coming into town, there are people that we didn't know we knew that we knew.
Did that make sense? That says it all.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Have a nice day.
And Brian's like, wait a minute, we're connected to like 80 something people or whatever number right. It was. I do. So are we. Who is this person? And so what we found is, in business and in our personal lives, mm-hmm. they congeal sometimes, right. And you don't even realize that they're doing it.
I think that for me, the simplest answer or idea or metaphor for this whole thing is the fact of living in a small town where everybody knows your business.
But we're not Norm.
What's that?
We're not Norm.
Not Norm.
From Cheers? Norm! Where everybody knows your name.
Okay. I'm like, where are you going with that? But yeah, I mean, it's a small town kind of thing. But because of social media these days, you can see who you share with, you know, which friends you share with. Okay, you speak. I can't.
What friends you have in common in social media. And what I was thinking about with all this small world thing is, you know, a lot of times we keep our personal lives and our business lives completely separate. Mm-hmm. And what I found is, like in our world here in Colorado Springs, it's a small world that I may know people personally at the gym or whatever like that, or from restaurants or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when we go on social media, it's like, wait a minute, they know a lot of my business friends too. Right. And it's like, if we all knew what each other did, networking happens all the time. We wouldn't happen to have to just go to a networking group because, you know, a whole bunch of people I know now,
right?
Like we spoke about the other day, he introduced me to a whole nother network from his Galaxy Fest days. And when I friended her, it was like, whoa, we have a lot of friends in common. Yeah. And I had never met her. And then the same thing just happened today for you. You're like, oh, she's coming to the Amplifluence mixer. Oh, blah, blah. How do I not know her? I know everybody she knows.
I know everybody else in town. Why don't I know her?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a small world. So in your business, do you keep it a secret to your friends and family?
Well, that raises a whole nother question because you brought that up a second ago. And I'm like, wait a minute. I want to touch on that.
I did on purpose.
Because if we talk about our business, I hate to say it this way, but if we talk about our business to everyone, we feel like we're being salesy. Well, we feel like we're trying to push our business. Everybody needs to know about our business.
Yes. I mean, you've heard the know, like, and trust kind of thing, right?
Right.
We all know, like, and trust a lot of people in the exact same field. But do you go to all of them? No. You go to the one that you know can do the job and connect with you in a different way. So the more you speak about what you do, I don't say, hi, my name is Michelle. I do this. Hi, you should hire me. No, that's the sales part. No, it's, hey, what do you do? Well, I'm a mom and I do this and I do that. You casually say it, but you don't have to push it. The thing is people are going to come to you when they realize what you do and do, hey, you know what? You say you do something with insurance. What kind of insurance do you do? Because I have a friend who's looking for insurance. And
that's a perfect world, though.
It happens in casual conversation.
It's supposed to.
That your business actually gets promoted, because they don't come to you because you sell X, Y, or widget, make, whatever. They come to you because someone else told them about you.
Right, which is why you should always brag on other people too.
Yes.
However, on the other side of it, first of all, not everybody knows what I do.
No, and that's why I said
there's
no
way anybody can know what I'm doing.
One of my favorite games at networking groups. Have you done these? I'm sure you've done this.
I'm sure I have.
When you go to networking groups and they say,
can't read your mind.
When they, why not?
We're not married.
Oh, you still can't. But the thing is have you ever been to a networking group? And one of my favorite things to do is, actually, we've done it in Toastmasters too, where they say, introduce the person to your left. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool about that is, normally you would say, I do this, my name is this, and I do that, blah, 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 blah. And everyone kind of tones out because they're all trying to think, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So they don't hear anything you say.
Right.
But when you say, what does the person to your left do? What happens is the person who describes you in the words that they have heard, the right. ones that stick. Now, this is powerful to know. We use a lot of words that we think are important. What's important is to know what is important to everybody else. So when the person to your left or your right introduces you, you do, wait a minute, they only said that I do this, this, and this. Holy smokes, I'm giving them too much information. That 30-second spiel that you give can go down to 4 seconds if you listen to what people actually are hearing you say.
Well, there's a lot of different techniques and such. If you look at some of the sales literature, if you will, or the ways to talk about things, one of the things that I do is I do life insurance and investments. And that is, yeah, exactly. It's yawn. It's boring. So we're taught scripts within our small businesses that, you know, I help I help people get out of debt, plan for retirement, plan for kids' education, that sort of things. So it's a script that we learn. But on the other hand, I've gotten so tired of trying to say that, and people still look at me like it doesn't matter, and they've already figured it out. So it's just like, I do life insurance and investments. I'm always looking for a response.
And so my solution to that is, don't talk about you. When you're introducing people.
Well, when they ask me, I mean, come on.
No, when you're at a networking group, you stand up and you have to introduce yourself. The thing is no one cares. What they're wondering about is, what can you do for them? Right. So you, even in speeches, you're told to start with something that gets everyone's attention. In my speeches, I tend to sing because that makes everybody listen. But I sing a song about what I'm about to talk about. So when you're in a networking group, or if you're doing...
What?
He's making fun of something. But anyway.
Something to talk about.
Thing I like with Mr. Brian here and his insurance. My suggestion, if you did something like that, would be propose a question or something that would get everyone's attention. And I know, like right now, we're still in the COVID world, and the big COVID, just we are out of the deep COVID. Your first thing would be to say out loud would be, who here was affected by COVID, by your family, your friends, someone you care about?
I have a lot of yeah buts, by the way.
And so what my thing is you're not there to sell it. You're there to get people's attention, to focus on the fact that you've got a solution to, were you prepared when something bad happened?
You know, honestly, we can work with those kind of words. We can work with those kind of statements. We can work with those type of techniques. Mm-hmm. But all in all, in the whole picture of things, or the whole scheme of things, it doesn't matter. You know that?
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going to a networking group, yes, you need to learn your way of saying what you do. And you've got to learn your 30-second or your 5-second or whatever.
You have to do it shorter, faster.
Right. You can do it in 5 seconds or 3 words. I mean, also, if you go to like 1 million cups, part of their thing is, before you start presenting, is you have to go through this little course or class or whatever.
Yeah, but not
online.
A lot of people do that. Not everyone does that.
But they should.
Because
there's actually a section on there that says, how can you make your 30-second a statement?
And if you come to my
boot
camp.
And catch attention.
Oh, too late. It's already over. Mamie was sharing how to use personalities to word your pitches so that you reach all the different personalities in one way, shape, or form.
Right. And that takes a lot of, it takes a lot of crafting, but in the long run, in the essence of things, it doesn't matter. I say, I do life insurance and investments. People are going to take it or they're going to leave it. They're not going to go, oh, So what do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to know more about that.
Because it's boring. You know, but that's the thing. You don't talk about what you do. You ask them a question that makes them say, me.
Right.
I have that, or yes. And then you say, I help with that. And sit back down. They do, huh? And then they'll come up to you. What the heck?
That's when you're standing up and doing it. I'm talking about handshakes.
Oh, handshakes.
Just at a hand and a handshake.
No, handshake is different.
Hey, welcome to the party. What do you do? That's normally, first of all, it shouldn't be the first question you ever ask.
No.
If you want to stand out among people, that is not one thing that you want to do.
No, the question I like to
say
is,
hi, my name's Brian. What do you do?
My question I like to ask is, what sets your heart on fire? I mean, what makes you light up?
Oh, there's all kinds of those kind of statements.
Because the things of the, when you ask those kind of questions, when they say, well, what do you do when you, when you're on vacation? What's your favorite vacation? When they say things that are like, oh, I love to go to the beach and just sit there with my book. You know that they are a different personality. They say, oh, I go out to karaoke and I sing with all my friends. Then you know they're another kind of personality. Well,
wrong with that personality.
I like to stay home and work on my crossword puzzles and my my needlepoint. You know they're another personality.
Watch soap operas and eat bonbons.
Or if they say, oh, I've got a jet ski and I go out, and then you know another person. So you kind of, you understand where their interest lies and what energizes them. Then you can shape your entire talk. So it's a small world. Because
I was like, how are we getting back into small world?
It's a small world because we know everybody in every personality type, and everything you do can associate to everyone's personality type. Does that make sense?
It all makes sense.
It's and a small just, world they're all, after
they're all,
all
just techniques.
It's a technique. But when
sometimes your honesty comes through. What do you do? I'm an auto mechanic.
Yeah.
And if they want to know, then they'll ask more on the question. You don't have to be.
I think we're losing where we were trying to get with the, where I was trying to get with the small world. Where I was trying to get
we
with
got
the
outside
world.
Of the small world.
What
we
the
got
small
into
world is,
shaking hands.
Is we're not always in the networking meeting. We're not always there to sell. We're not meeting everyone to sell or get them as a client. What you're there, where I am saying is, do you separate your business in your life? The reason I ask that question is because when you're really getting along with someone, half the time I've never even told people what I do. Okay. When I'm traveling, I don't tell them what
I
do.
Yeah, but you've got this thing that like the world is attracted to you.
Because I love what I do.
I don't think that's all it is. I mean, I love what I do too, but I don't have people oogling over me.
Oogling? But you know, like
they don't go gaga when I walk into the room. They go, oh, it's Brian.
What?
You walk into the room, it's like, oh my God, it's God.
What?
There's an angel from heaven that has just graced our presence. Me, it's like, oh.
We need to work on that stage presence thing of you. The world is a stage. So you must always present yourself in a light of, I love what I do and I love my life.
What has it got to do with small world, by the way?
Because what I'm trying to get at is in the small world that you live in, because we all have a town and we all actually know more people than we think we do, uh-huh. Is that be a little more free about what you do. I mean, I had neighbors for years, the old me, who never knew I did Pampered Chef. Never knew it.
Well, that's just normal these days. How many out there know their neighbors? I mean, I know there's some of you who know your neighbors, but how many people know their neighbors really? Think about it.
We need to change that.
We do. I mean, the kids don't play outside anymore. The neighbors don't come out and shake hands with you typically. You don't go over and borrow a cup of sugar from your neighbor very often. I know there's places that it happens and we do know but there's, for the majority of the time, we spend it in front of this crazy thing.
Let's change that then.
So you're going to go knock on the neighbor's door and say, hey, let's have some sugar?
My neighbors already
know
me.
No, wait a minute. Let me rephrase that.
Pour some shit. No, definitely not. No, my thing is, my neighbors know me because I'm personable. But earlier when I first moved in, they came to me, mm-hmm. Invited me to a party down the street. And then they realized that I could cook because I made a whole bunch of little mini bundt can Amish friendship bread little loaves. And I wrapped them up pretty and I brought them to everybody and said, hi. So, you know, silly things like that. Well, I don't do Pampered Chef anymore, but, you know, find a new unique way of meeting people, because your neighbors and your friends, unless you're a terrible neighbor, you want them to know you.
Damn dogs. I'm thinking about the neighbor's dog.
What I'm saying is it's a small world. You never know who right in front of your face needs what you have.
Oh, there's a new one too. Another one too.
What?
Another one.
What?
Not a new one. Another one.
Okay, what?
Do you dress up to go out to Walmart to grab something to come back home?
I always do.
Or do you just go in your, you know, I was going to say skivvies, but that's not what I meant. In your work clothes, if you're, let's say you're painting the house, do you just go downtown and grab what you need and come back?
If I need to, yeah.
Or do you actually, okay, well, I need to go downtown, so I need to get cleaned up.
No. If I'm in the middle of painting,
yeah.
I'm going with all, because I'm going to Lowe's and everybody there has paint on them too. Well, now, I'm not going to go from painting straight to a networking meeting or
well,
to
no.
a mixer. No, I'm going to dress up. But
I'm talking about that coincidental, accidental meeting of somebody you didn't know you would meet and you want to make sure, it's kind of like, you know, you want to make sure you're dressed so you look decent. You always look your brand.
I always look like my brand.
I know. It doesn't matter what you wear.
Except the other day, my hair was completely straight and I walked into a lunch meeting with friends and they all went, why is your hair straight? That looks really weird. I'm like,
well, now we know. Actually.
Now I'm out of brand. Yeah.
We learned the reason.
Yeah. Now. I'm getting older. What's happening?
Oh, no. You're changing before our eyes.
I'm going to pitch this. Collagen is your friend. My hair has gotten thicker. And so my hair is getting thicker and it's so heavy that it's going straight. So if you see me and my hair is not full of curls, it's because collagen is your friend if you need thicker hair. I did not need thicker hair. I just wanted to feel better and I'm 55 and I wanted to make my skin look better. So I've been using collagen and it's apparently affecting my hair, which is awesome. So I'm not complaining. I may have straight hair for a little bit. What?
It's a small world. I try to put you back on track.
But it is a small
world.
It's
amazing how fast you can go squirrel.
You do understand that it is a small world. And basically what I'm saying is, if you have friends that you hang out with, I mean, I had friends that, well, I still have friends. We hang out for sushi and things like that. We go out for sushi. For many years, they didn't know what I did. They didn't even know I had books. Yeah. Because I've never talked about it. And they're like, wait a minute. So what do you do? I do, well, they knew me from PTA is what it was. They knew me from PTA. They do, wait a minute, you have a book out? I do, yeah. Why didn't you ever tell us? I do, because it never came up.
Didn't ask.
And what I want to share, what I'm sharing with you now is every once in a while, you might want to let people know what you do. I mean, if they're friends from school, from your kid's school or from soccer practice, whatever. So every once in a while, you know, do something cute, put your business card on and say, this is not a sales pitch. I had extra and I want to bring them out to you guys. That simple. I think I had one time I had a whole bunch of cookies made with Maross with my logo, my face logo on it. And I was at another event.
It's for Halloween cookies?
No, they just have my cartoon smiley face.
Exactly why I asked.
And I went to another event because I had extra cookies. And when I brought the extra cookies, they went, this thing's got your cartoon face on it. What do you do? They all knew me as the chairman of the board of the church. They didn't know I did anything else. And I'm like, oh, I have a TV show and a couple books. And they're like, what? And so sometimes you need to let people know what you do. Because some of the people who found out what I do are now following me. And they purchase my books and they watch my shows. But before they didn't because I never let them know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a small world. Let people know what you do. I mean, they may not need your help, but maybe they've got a friend, family member, or somebody else that needs you, and you've never said anything. I'm not saying sales pitch them, have them sit down with your computer, and you run through their life. No, I'm saying because Brian,
they've done that.
Yeah, because Brian, he does that. So how old are you, and when were you born, and did you ever smoke in your life? Have you? I mean, he asks all those questions. It's like that's a little deep, man. You don't need to know all that about me. But in his business, he does. In his business, he does.
In that business.
In that part of his business.
Which is really the other thing, too, is complicated because there's a lot of us out there, not just me, because I've got, as you know, I've got so many jack of all trades kind of things going on, and I can do a whole lot of different things. Can you imagine my 30-second, what it would be like?
You choose. Look at me. Most people are like, oh, Michelle's a speaker and she's an author. I never said I was a coach. I'm a coach.
Yeah, but
I'm a coach, and I rarely say it.
Well, I know, but you got three things there, minus one, so you're down to two. How many things do I do?
Jack of all trades.
Yeah, there's so many things. I would have to be, I'm the miracle man. Maybe that's my... No, there was another one you came up with one time.
I call it the fix-it man.
The fix-it guy or whatever.
Because he can fix anything. Computers, everything, you name it, he's got an idea on it. Even when you say, I got some weird contract and I don't know what that means, he figures it out. And so he's my fix-it guy. And yeah, keep fix-it people close to you. But what I'm saying is, here I am in the limelight. There's people who follow me and they didn't know I was a coach. So you need to be careful that you don't overlook some of the things you do. So if you're on Facebook, your social media, and on your, you have a business page, and you have a personal page, every once in a while, put something from your business on your personal page, because people know you as a person, but man, they don't know anything about your business. Every once in a while, say, you know, I'm having an open house. I'm a realtor and blah, 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 you know, anything.
Now, I do agree with this part of the statement where you said every once in a while.
Every once in a while. I'm not saying every freaking day.
Okay? Every day, three times a day that you advertise that you do life insurance.
No, that's your business page.
Which life insurance, I know there's rules, but.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay, but, let's just say jewelry. You don't post jewelry every.
Or realtor or a printing company. There's things that you need to let people know. You just do. So like.
Yeah, but I can contradict that with people have to know it seven times. They have to see it seven times before they'll do it, right? Seven touches.
Yeah, but if they're on your personal page, they'll see you every once in a while.
Yeah, but not everybody. Well, that goes into a whole thing about social media. We're not going that way. I don't want to take that track.
And I'm not saying I'm not saying to do it repetitively. I'm saying just every once in a while, let people know what you do.
Right.
Every once in a while, like make it on your birthday. So on the 17th of every month, I post something from my business page to my personal page.
You know, that's actually a cool idea.
Just
did you just make that up or have you used it before?
I use it for my press releases. On the 17th of every month, I write a press release and send it to my press release person, Angel.
Ah, nice. Tessie. Mm-hmm.
And so on the 17th, I always send her something so that I don't forget. And then I don't I haven't done a press release in like 4 months. This way she has something on the 17th of every month and she puts it together and she makes me look good. So on your birthday, the day of your birthday every month, I'm not saying wait for your birthday. I'm saying my birthday is October 17th.
Not once a year.
The 17th of every month, I do something for my business, something to celebrate. So basically I'll say, oh, I was just featured on such and such. I do it on the 17th.
See, now you're bragging.
No, I'm not, because I didn't say what I did. So what I'm saying is that's what you need to do. Did you get an award? Did you just get five more clients? Or have a karate thing and you just signed up three more students? And you're helping three young people find their confidence. That kind of thing. That is what I'm saying to put onto your page, because on your personal page, because if you can do it on your birthday month of every month. Does that make sense?
It makes perfectly good sense.
Okay, so like your birthday is on the 4th, right?
3rd.
The 3rd.
Even my mom screwed it
okay,
up. Don't matter.
The 3rd. So the 3rd of every month on his personal page, he should say, I just closed another account. I'm so excited. I'm celebrating.
Even though I did it 3 days ago?
Celebrate it, yes.
Okay.
Celebrate on that special day. That's your celebration day where you let the other friends outside of your business world know that you're doing well in whatever.
Okay. Now, it's a small world. Yes. We're talking about our circles of influence.
Yes.
How they overlap. You know, what's that called? That graph where the three rings overlap?
Yeah, they cup into the circle.
Yeah, that thing. I just totally got a picture of it in my head and totally forgot what they're called. We were talking about all of that kind of stuff. So we cannot not mention Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
6 degrees of separation.
There's 6 degrees of separation to all of us, honestly.
Well, I think it's actually less than that now. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the day when there was no internet, there wasn't any of this stuff, social media, where you could do that. I agree with the 6 degrees. But now, I mean, I just look at LinkedIn. I mean, first first degree, second degree.
It's awesome. And I mean, I've signed up for to speak at events, and I thought I knew no one there. Mm-hmm. And then they say, oh, Michelle's coming to speak, or Michelle's coming to be a judge. And people are like, you know her too? I know her. I'm going to be there too. I'm like, cool. I'm not going to be alone.
I think that happens a lot.
I love it. I love it.
Well, it's like when I went to the Ron's concert thing. You know, we did at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
I knew absolutely nobody in the room. At least thought it. Right, Ron Coiner. And I knew nobody in the room. And then I walked around the corner, and there's a friend of ours. And I'm like, I mean, there's 40 people in this room.
It's just awesome that you never know who you actually already know or who already knows your friends. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I'm saying. Take one day of every month and celebrate you. That is advice I got from Angel Tussey. And she is my press release lady. And so she said, pick one day, use your birthday because you never forget that day, and do it every month and celebrate you. Share with the world what you do, because we are all the best kept secret until we share it to someone else. So celebrate.
100% true.
There, it's a small world.
I can't argue.
Make it
that.
Smaller. He likes to argue with me, and I don't know.
I like to argue because there's a lot of us who are out there. I mean, honestly, the reason why I do it, because I'll tell you right now, 99.9% of the time, we agree. And I agree with Michelle. But she says it, but there's always that other person who has to be the advocate. And I'm the greatest person for that. I am the advocate. Because I know there's people who are thinking, but.
Stop butting yourself.
But. So I always try to throw out those objections sometimes, if you will, mm-hmm. to the other side of things.
And
because everybody's asking that mm-hmm. or thinking that.
And or
I was always the kid in school that went, a teacher.
But why?
Why this? But I already knew the answer, but I was asking for everybody else.
Me too. I used to do that because I knew other people were confused and I would ask anyways. Well, Michelle, why don't you come up to the board and show all of us? I do. But I know it.
Yeah. You look at your friend and you're going, yeah, that person just did not pick up on what she just laid down.
I did that for you guys. I just
but I had the nerve to raise my hand. But then I became the one who was the obnoxious one.
No, just don't do it too much. That's what I said. Pick one day every month to celebrate what you do in your business and share it to your personal page so people who do like and know and trust you understand that you do things and you're pretty good at it. Sound good?
I'm good at everything I do. I'm perfect. Just ask me.
He's the greatest advocate against me because, like he said, like he is, but it's not like you. You walk in, everyone wants to meet you. There's a magic about that. And if you were at my boot camp, you would have learned that because that's what I taught. Just saying?
Mm-hmm. Saying just?
Saying just. So thank you so much for joining us on Denim and Pearls. Remember, it's a small world. Celebrate you once a month, okay, on your private page. And then that way.
And celebrate your accomplishments.
That's what I meant. Celebrate you.
Not just you, but the accomplishments, something that's fun and easy.
That's what I meant.
But don't go to Disneyland every time that you finish a page.
Celebrate you and your accomplishments. That's what I meant. You are your accomplishments. You are, your accomplishments are only a reflection of you. So go celebrate. Remember. Find that day every month that you won't forget, which is probably your birthday. Go celebrate you. Go be the best version of you. And go have some fun. Right?
Always have fun.
Okay. So take care, everybody. Be the best you. Unapologetically. Peace.
Welcome to the Denim and Pearls Podcast. Business casual conversation laced with pearls of wisdom. Casual, authentic, unscripted dialogue about life, work, and entrepreneurship. With the perfect blend of laughter and seriousness. Pull up a chair, kick back, and lean in as we welcome your hosts, Michelle Ross and Brian Swanson.